Doyle has said repeatedly that he won't propose a tax increase. He has not ruled out fee and tuition hikes. Some Republicans contend that fee and tuition increases should be off limits too. But the Democratic governor says some fees will go up.
There's a very legitimate purpose for fees, which is to support an underlying service. And if there is a fee that has not been adjusted in many years and it no longer supports the underlying service, then it just makes sense to me that, as in any time, that it would be increased. But any increases will be very reasonable. There'll be very few of them, and they will by no means be the way that we are balancing this budget.
Possible fee hikes that have been mentioned include ones for hunting and fishing licenses and perhaps one for vehicle license renewals. Former Governor Tommy Thompson raised many fees during his 14 years in office. On the UW, Doyle says many previous budgets have also raised tuition. He says UW-Madison's tuition bill is second from the bottom in the Big Ten and will go up.
I'm going to work very, very hard to make sure that any increases are modest and that they are coupled with increases in financial assistance so that college education is affordable.
Doyle says bringing UW-Madison tuition up to the midpoint of the Big Ten in 1 year would be far too big of a jump. He declines comment on a $1,000 tuition hike that was rumored last week. One thing Doyle says he won't do for the UW, he won't go along with a proposal by System President Catherine Lyle to dramatically change the UW's governance. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.